Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We have just started Maseches Edios. We're holding now in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Today we're going to start with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, both of which have to do with different measurements, as we'll see. So it might be helpful if a person has a Mishnayos that has a sort of chart, or a person makes a chart, or follows through in that sort of manner. So Mishnah Beis says, Shammai Omer Mikav L'Chala. Shammai says, from a Kav, one is Chayiv in Chala. You say a kav is a certain measurement, as we'll see. Once you have that amount of dough, then you have a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to remove challah, to take challah from the dough. Behillel Omer, Hillel says, mikabayim, two kav. Bachachom or Omichom say, similar to the previous mishnah where Chachom said a middle shita, they say, lo kidivei zeh ve lo kidivei zeh. It's not like the words of this one or that one. Al kav u'mechsa, chayov mechallah. It's one kav and a half. Mishihigdilu amidos, from the time that the amidos, the measurements, were increased, Amru, they said, Chameshis Revayim Chayavim, 5/4, 5/4 would be Chayav. So that's not 1.5, it's 1.25. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chamisha Pturim. Rabbi Yossi says, 5, you're still Pater. Chamisha Va'od, once you have 5/4 and a little more, then you're Chayav. So a little background over here. We're going to see in the Parish of the Rav, in the Mishnayos, that at different points in Jewish history, the way the measures were defined, how much goes into each measure, were changed. Which amounts to the need to retranslate a measurement from the way it was in the Midbar to the way it was in Yerushalayim and to the way it was again in Tzipori, because all the measurements kept changing. So let's see the Rav. Rav says, Mikav l'chala, isa sheyesh ba kav chayavis b'chala. That phrase is pretty simple. A dough that has a kav is chayav in chala. Now for right now, we'll just say that a kav is roughly 2 liters. And it's not going to necessarily help us for the rest of the mission, but just a picture, get a picture in your head. If a kav is about 2 liters, that might help you to imagine how much is the rest of the Mishnah. So then that was Shammai. Hillel said two, so that would be about 4 liters. And the Chum said kav mechsa, which is 1.5. Chayv mechala, shehein zayin lugin ubeitza v'chomesh beitza l'mida midbar. So here's where we have to concentrate. A kav and a half is equivalent to 7 lug, a beitza, and a fifth of a beitza. Okay, so 7 lug, 1 1/5 beitzes, l'mida midbaris, when it comes to measuring by the measurement they did in the midbar. Okay, so now the Rav says like this, v'hu omer l'gugolos asiris ha'efa shechayev b'chala. That is the exact thing that the Torah itself says, according to Chum, because everybody was defining this. The Torah says one is chayev when you have an omer l'gugolos, an omer per skull, yeah, asiris ha'efa, which is the tenth of an efa, that's chayev in chala. As it says, Reshis Ariso Seichem, it says the first of your doughs. Kidei Isas Midbar means to say the amount that they used as a dough then. That's what we measure by the average dough then, how much they would use. Okay, so that was how it was at that time. Then the Rav says, Vahusiv Rishtus Birushalmius. When they came to Yerushalayim, they added a sixth to the measurements. The nimsu sheish midbaris nichasim mechamesh yerushalmius. Comes out then that what was equivalent to 6 measures in the midbar would equal 5 in Yerushalayim. Right? If each measure gets bigger by a sixth, that means that when you get up to 6 times the amount, you will now have 5 of the new measure. The lo kanishar ubeitza v'chomesh beitza olim log Yerushalmi. Now we had here the Rav started off 7 lugin, a beitza and a chomesh beitza. So if you have 6 becomes 5, you still have left over a log, a beitza, and a fifth of a beitza. So that adds up to a new log, a log Yerushalmi. Shalog midbar yeshisha beitzim, the original log in the midbar was 6 eggs worth, right? Titnam b'chamesh beitzim gedolos, that now becomes 5 of the new bigger beitza. Nimsa halog chaser beitza gedolos. Comes out that the log is lacking the equivalent of a big egg, the big beitza. Ten beitza v'chomesh beitza tachas beitza gadol. Then you now can insert the missing beitza and fifth of the beitza that equals that new big egg. Shechomesh beitza shehushtus milavar nosef ala beitza. Right, that fifth of the beitza, which is equivalent to a sixth from the outside. The outside means if you would measure something, given the additional amount, it would be 6 of the total. So if you have a fifth of an egg, plus if you have an egg which is 5 divided into 5 plus another fifth on top of it, that's 6 pieces. So that would be a 6 from the outside. So it comes out, Nimsu Shesh Beitzim Gedolim Shehin Log Gadol. The 6 beitzas are equivalent to, the 6 big beitzas, 6 new Yerushalayim-based beitza measurements are equivalent to 1 big log. Harehen Shisha Lugin Gedolim Shehin Kav Mechsa. It comes out then, that'll be 6 big lugs, which are akav and mechza. Okay, like I said, the words are pretty clear. It's only really helpful to see it in some sort of tablet, some sort of layout to understand all the numbers more clearly. Then that's the Rav filling in really before the Mishnah mentions anything about the increase in midos. That's the Rav mentioning that change existed in any event. Then the Mishnah says, Misha higdilo amidos, from the time the midos were then increased, really means increased more. Zuhi midat tziporis, this was the midat that they then did when they came to tzipori. Shosif rishtus al sheli rishalmis, they added another six on top of what was added in Yerushalayim. Nimtz shisha luga lugin chamisha, the six logs now that we came to, right? It was seven and a beitza and a fifth of the beitza. That became six of the new log in Yerushalayim. That now became five, according to the new measurement of a log in tzipori. Shein chamisha revaikav. Comes out then that would be equivalent to 5/4 of a kav, shakav arba lugin, because a kav itself is 4 lugin. So if you have 6 lugin, you have 5/4, right? I should say you have 5 lugin. I should say you have 5/4 then. Yeah, chamisha. So Rabbi Yossi disagreed in a slight amount. Rabbi Yossi said 5 would still be pater, but 5 and a little more would be chayv. So why did he say that? Says the Rav, because of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds. The measurement of in the midbar were actually bigger beitzas, bigger eggs measurements than the ones that we have. They were just bigger. 1/20 is bigger. They're all 1/20 bigger than our current eggs. Eggs were bigger. So that's why you'd have to have a little more to make up for that amount. The halacha kachochamim, halacha is like the chachamim. The kavamechzi Yerushalmi, danu shisha lugin Yerushalmios, shein shiva lugin ubeitza v'chomesh beitza mibarios, hein shir chal. Halacha is like the chachamim, which means that a kavamechza, as measured in Yerushalayim, which is 6 lugin, that Yerushalmios, which is 7 lugin and a beitza and a fifth of the beitza in the midbar, that is the shir of chal. The hein mengum ubeitza v'chomesh beitza. It comes out in our language, how we measure by eggs. It would come out 43 eggs and a fifth. The Rambam, Izen v'chiker v'tikein u'bodak u'matza. The Rambam, he investigated the matter, and he came out and he found, Shemishkol chamesh meo se'esim darim, mekam achitin, hushir akamach tachayev b'chal. That the weight equivalent to 520 darams, a darim was something that was used in Egyptian and African sort of lands, so of wheat flour, that is the amount that is chayev in chal. Mishkol Adarim, what is the weight of Adarim? Yadua b'Mitzrayim Hayom, it's known in Egypt nowadays, in the time the Rav is writing this, v'chol Eretz Yisrael, and even Eretz Yisrael it's known, shehu Mishkol Samech Aleph Gagiri So'oros B'Kiruv. It is roughly the weight of 61 corns of barley, right? So that's what it comes out. There's a, nowadays, I think that they say that 2.2 is the biggest shear, that's for sure, chayav and chal 2.2 kilos. It's nowadays, just to add in, halacha l'maisa of it. I think that they say, even from an opinion of 1 kilo, one should take challah without a bracha, because it could be, that's a smaller estimate of what the measures were back then. So even it seems that even in the times of the Mishnah itself, before the Mishnah really, there were constant uncertainty of how much a measure of challah, how much measure of dough, I should say, was chayv and challah, because of the fact that the measures themselves were actually changing throughout a little bit different times in Jewish history. Okay, so let's go on. Let's try to learn another Mishnah over here. Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Melo hin mayim she'uvin posenus ha-mikvah. A one full hin of mayim that is drawn water, will pasul the mikvah and validate a mikvah. Elisha adam chayev lomar b'loshen rabbi. Just that a person has to say what he is taught in the language of his Rebbe. We're going to see why we're saying that, what's odd about what Hillel is saying, what's he saying in the language of his Rebbe. But Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Tisha kabin, 9 kabin, that is the amount that would disqualify a mikvah. V'achacham Omer, Chacham say, lo k'div yizeh v'lo k'div yizeh. Again, not like the words of either opinion. Ela ad shebo b'shnei gardiim m'shara ashbos shir v'shalayim. Until 2 weavers came from the Shar HaAshbos, that's a gate that we have nowadays in the old city of Yerushalayim, a certain gate that went to the old city, literally the gate of garbage, the gate of a garbage heap, that was in Yerushalayim. The Heidu, when they testified, Mishum Shmaya V'Avtalion, in the name of Shmaya and Avtalion, Shlosh Shalugim Mayim Shu'uvim Posim Is Mikvah, 3 lug of drawn water were possible in Mikvah, V'Kimu Chacham Mestivayim, and the Chacham accepted their words, they established their words to be the Halacha. So So it says here over here, Ahin, says the Rav, is Shnei Masar Lug, and that's actually 12 Lug. So it's the oddity here, it seems to be, that why did Hillel speak in the words of Hin? Hin is what the Torah puts various measurements, but it's not the way that generally a Mishnah would use a measurement. Mishnah would use Kav, Mishnah would use Sa'af. So why did he put that way? So that's the score. What the next line is saying is that a person has to say in the Lashon of his Rav, and Hillel heard this exact Lashon from his Rebbeim, who actually were Shemaya of Avtayim that are mentioned at the end of the Mishnah. So you heard the word Hin, so that's why he said it that way. Okay? Then Shammai said it's 9 Kabin, so that's a little less. Again, this is all out of the 40 Saw. It's a little background we should mention. The first 40 Saw is the measurement that is needed for a mikvah. A saw itself is 6 kav, and generally that water needs to be not drawn water. It means naturally occurring water, water that flows naturally into some sort of cornered area, some sort of area where all is gathered. So if you have 6, you have 6 kav in a saw, so 40 saw, 4 times 6, so it seems to be you would need, correct me if I'm wrong over here, but 40 saw, 4 times 6, would seem to be 6, 12, 18, 24, 2,400 kavin, if I'm not mistaken. Right, 40 times 6. No, I'm sorry, I should say 240, not 2,400. 240. They don't pay me to do math. Anyways, 240. So over here, if the hin that, again, Hill is saying is 12 lugin, and Shammai is going down to 9. If I'm not mistaken, a lug, right, a lug is 36, it's 9 kavin is 36 lugin, because each one is, it measures 4, right? 4 lug and a kav. Okay, so 4 lug and a kav, and 6 kav and a saw, and 40 saw makes a mikvah. Okay, so it's a small amount of water compared to your full amount of liquid that you need for the mikvah in any event, but a slight difference. Continues the Rav over here. Yeah, postlinus a mikvah. Im naflu besocho korm shenishlam shiur. When is it possible? If that invalidating amount, whatever it would be, fell into the mikvah before the shear of the mikvah was completed. But after the shear, which is 40 saw, is completed, even now if you would throw in all the drawn water in the world, shuv enim so post, and it won't post the mikvah anymore. Shchayev adam lomar lashon rabba, or says the Rav here, kolomar hin in a lashon mishnah. Hin is not the lashon of a mishnah, el a lashon Torah. Elakash shomer rabbos v'shmai v'avtayim. That's what Hillel heard from his Rebbeim. With Rambam, the Rambam writes that he got from his own father. Because Shemai of Thailand were Gerin, they weren't able to say the word Hin very well. It was difficult for them, wherever they came from, it wasn't a natural way of speaking. I guess they couldn't say the Hey, they would say something like In. It's like people today, says the Rav, there's some people that aren't able to pronounce the Hebrew letters Aleph, Ches, Hey, and Ayin. By Hill Gam Hu Omri in, Hillel would also say in, Kimo Shehoyu Rabosav Shemai Vavtan and Gerit Sezik Omri, in the same way that his Rebbeim Shemai Vavtan, who were Gerim, would say it. He would say it exactly their way, even though he obviously could say the letters. Okay? Now it came along, again, Shammai said 9 Kabin, it came along Chacham and said no. It's not like either of them. The two Gardim came, which is Aragim, which are weavers. They came Shar HaAshbos. His Keratana Shem Nosan Veshem Shchunasan. The Tana is Dafka mentioning over here their profession and where they lived. Lo Malach, to teach us, Shelo Gimna Adam Atzmo Mibes Hamedish. Person should never hold himself back from learning. These people did not come from the most honorable place nor the most honorable profession, and yet they learned Torah and they testified about it. There's no worse craft than a weaver, no lower form. You can never going to amount to be a king or a kohen gadol from that. There is no gate into Yerushalayim less than this Shara Ashpos, the garbage gate. And yet their testimony became the standard for all the Chacham Yisrael. The Chacham accepted and established their words. That's the point over here. So it comes out at the end of the day, 3 lugin, a much smaller shear. Again, because Hillel said 12 and Shammai said 9. 3 lugan already of Maim Sheuvim will possible a mikvah, and that's what comes out. Thanks for listening. We'll continue next time.